You started out making work in an extremely spontaneous way. It was very compulsive, as you say. And then over time, you learn about other outsider artists. And there are these iconic artists, and there's great mythologies around them. Do you feel any kind of relationship to this family of outsider artists throughout history?
Well, I remember back in 1984, I think it was, I had already been making art for 4 years. And I remember going into a bookstore and buying Roger Cardinal's outsider art. And it was a very great revelation to see that other people made art on the same basis that I made it, that it came out of an illness and that it was spontaneous and immediate. And I had my own viewpoint and I had no knowledge of art. But these were legitimate artists, so I felt I wasn't alone anymore. And there was actually a validity to what I was doing. Although it took 25 years in Australia and much, much art to be able to influence other people. But there has been an overall change in what they call outsider art over the past 20 years, where I've received a lot of catalogues and information from Europe. There are just normal people who work in their backyard and, you know, make a sculpture and it's fine, it's called outsider art. I'm really not sure why they use the term outsider art.
It's like anything, it almost becomes debased once it gets a name, doesn't it?
Yes, but I wouldn't call it debased. There's still some very good stuff coming out. It's just that it's impossible to find the pure idiom anymore. I mean, you had Adolf Wolfli back in the 19th century and he spent 35 years in a mental hospital, 10 years in solitary confinement. Well, what else do you do but create art? But here you're given distractions. You have to procure your food, procure your money, live with somebody, keep the house clean, read the newspaper, watch TV. I mean, it's all a very distracted world now. And so you tend to apply yourself to that distracted world in a distracted way.
So what defines outsider art today?
A real compulsion. You notice it quite widely in outsider art shows. You talk to the artists, they're just very, very profoundly affected by their own art to the point where they just don't see anything else. There's not really a commercial market, even though some outsiders flog their works for a few dollars in Australia. In Australia, there's not very much of a market, so you've got to do it for some reason. And this compulsion I have seen written about, people aren't sure why it's there, but it's still there.